Canadian Ambassador to the CD, it's not only my honor, but also my duty to discuss with you how to make concrete progress on a fissile material treaty. No other initiative in the nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation context is as widely supported by the international community, and yet we're still lacking the necessary political will to move forward. Such a treaty is often associated with my country's engagement, but I can assure you that this is by no means a one-woman show. Canada recognizes the essential contributions of all states that have pushed to making this treaty a reality. From the agreement among CD states to establish the Shannon Mandate in 1995, to the 2014-2015 group of governmental experts, and to the 2017-2018 high-level FMCT expert preparatory group, which included the two informal consultative meetings open to all UN member states, exchanges on this treaty throughout the years have been rich and constructive. Particular thanks to Germany and the Netherlands for co-leading with Canada on the FMCT resolution at the UN General Assembly over the years. The near universal support for the resolution speaks for itself. No other multilateral nuclear treaty is ripe for negotiation at this time. The key question is, how do we now translate support into concrete negotiations? We know that many of the core issues with respect to the treaty will only be settled at the negotiation table. This is why we should all work towards launching negotiations instead of trying to resolve all issues in advance. Let me be clear that Canada is aiming for credible negotiations that could lead to outcomes that will have real-world impact. This means that negotiations must involve states possessing or producing fissile material for nuclear weapons or other explosive devices. To get to that starting line, it is critical to reaffirm our commitment to the immediate commencement of negotiations and to commit to a concrete plan for moving forward on these negotiations. For many of the countries here today, the 10th NPT RevCon will offer a unique opportunity to express this commitment. I urge NPT states parties around this table to provide instructions to your respective RevCon delegations to support strong FMCT language in the RevCon outcomes document that, at the very least, one, acknowledges the body of work achieved over the past decade in support of an FMCT, two, acknowledges the role that FMCT negotiations could play in building trust and confidence, and in addressing the security and political concerns of all participating states. Three, recommends that further work be undertaken on verification measures and other technical aspects of an FMCT, either in parallel to or in advance of FMCT negotiations. Four, acknowledges that no credible substantive steps remain short of starting FMCT negotiations. And finally, five, calls for negotiations on an FMCT to begin in the CD as soon as possible. Des exemples précis du texte sur l'FMCT que nous devrions adopter pendant la conférence d'examen du TNP se trouvent dans le document intitulé Landing Zone de l'Initiative pour la non-prolifération et le désarmement. Je serais heureuse de le faire circuler aux États intéressés. J'aimerais aussi solliciter l'appui de tous les États à la résolution sur l'FMCT que nous présenterons lors de la première commission de l'Assemblée générale des Nations unies. Nous espérons, cette année encore, obtenir un soutien quasi universel des États membres sur ce texte. Je voudrais maintenant m'adresser au P5. Cela fait plusieurs années que vous réaffirmez d'une façon ou d'une autre que vous êtes prête à négocier un traité sur l'arrêt de la production de matières fissiles et que des discussions au niveau des experts ont lieu sur ce sujet. Nous vous prions de faire preuve de leadership en proposant une marche à suivre pour débuter les négociations d'un traité qui est supporté par la très vaste majorité des États. Il est temps de joindre l'acte à la parole. À tous les États qui possèdent des armes nucléaires, je vous encourage à voir dans le début des négociations d'un traité sur les matières fissiles une opportunité unique de discuter d'enjeux sécuritaires, d'établir de nouveaux canaux de communication et de raffermir une confiance mutuelle. Afin que vos préoccupations soient prises en compte, vous devez venir les défendre vigoureusement à la table des négociations. Vos intérêts ne sont pas servis en continuant à bloquer le début de ces négociations. Nous devons travailler ensemble pour lancer ces négociations. Il en va de l'intérêt à tous. Monsieur le Président, je vous remercie.